Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi, we're holding in the Mai Daf Chavov in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Shlishi, beginning of Halacha Beis. Zog the Mishnah. Haroitze lachzoim ale yerek lehakel mimasoi. One who's carrying a load of vegetables and he wants to cut some of the leaves in order to make the load not as heavy. And really what he wants to make it hefker. He wants to throw out some pieces of the vegetables. The din is, says the Mishnah, lo yashlich ad she'aser. Don't throw it out until you do meiser. Why? In the same way there's a din that a person who sells to somebody else needs to do meiser before. So if someone throws it away, he needs to make sure to take out the meiser before he throws it away. Continues the Mishnah, alokeach yarek min hashuk. Someone buys vegetables from the market. Ve'nimlach la'achzir. He decided he wants to give it back. After he took it, he decided he wants to return what he bought. Lo yachzeh sheyaser. He should not return it until he does meiser, even though he did not yet pay. And the way they used to pay, once you picked up the item, you counted exactly how much is in the bundle, and then you paid based on the count. Here he picked it up, meaning he did meshicha, so he already owns it. He just has to pay for it. He has to count it and pay for it. So all that's missing is that count. That does not take away from the fact that he's already an owner. And that's what the Mishnah says. Lo yachzeh ad she'aser. Don't return the vegetable until you don't take on ma'isrus, because it's already yours. She'einu, using here the gears of Reb Chaim, she'einu mechusar el binyan. All you're missing here is the count, meaning it belongs to the buyer already. So therefore, if he wants to give it back, he has to do ma'isr. Hayal imed v'lokeach v'ro toin acher yofo imenu. But if he's standing there trying to choose the vegetable, and suddenly he sees right next to it, oh, there's something nicer. He didn't pick it up yet. He didn't do meshicha. So then mutar la'achzir b'shaloi moshach. Then he can return it. He doesn't have to do meiser because he's not considered to be that he purchased the item if he didn't do meshicha. Says the Gemara, Omar of Lozor der Ramehi. Our Mishnah is Rameir. Why? So as Mashmos of the sugya as we go forward, the Gemara understood at this stage that when a person is throwing away items, hefker, we're talking about the first case of the Mishnah, that he's carrying a big load and he wants to remove some of the load. He's doing it be midogaso. He's doing large amounts. He's throwing away large amounts. We learned earlier that a person who throws large amounts, he's not obligated to take out meiser from the mine. So why here is obligated? Says the Gemara, this is Shittas Ramei. The Ramei Omar lo yitiru limkor d'mai el sito in bilvat. Ramei is the one who said that not large quantities is the definition of what you're allowed to do without taking out meiser. Only sitoin, only a wholesaler. A wholesaler is allowed to sell without taking out the mai. Anybody else, even if it's large quantity, does have to take out the mai. And that's the case over here. Even though he's throwing away a large quantity, he still needs to remove the mai to do maiser before he throws it away. Says the one of Chavav Amud Beis. Omar Beichanon Divrei Akoli. No, you don't have to say it's Ramir. It can be according to everybody. Even according to the Mandomar that says that anybody who sells or gives a large quantity, it's fine. Here is different. Why here is different? Shani here is answered. And we're going to use here the gear of the Vilna Gaon and Reb Chaim. The gear says, Sham mafkir, mafkir begaso. Veina zoiche, zoiche begaso. Meaning, even if the one who's doing the hefker is mafkir large quantities, but the one who's going to find the items that were hefker and take it for himself, the zoiche, the one who is going to acquire these items which are hefker, he's taking small amounts. He's going in the street. He sees a small amount. He picks it up. He sees another small amount. Picks it up. Somebody else comes. Picks out a small amount. The zoiche is zoiche in small amounts. So even though the hefker was done in large quantities, but it doesn't go into the possession of the one who's zoiche in it in gaso. He's just taking small quantities. Says the Gemara, what's the logic in that? Beleis ado pligo al de Ramir. Doesn't this argue on different Ramir? Tamir omar kivan she'odam mafkir dovor. So as the Gemara is going to mention over here, there's a machlokes that we saw in Maseches Peyo. When a person does hefker, when does the hefker chal? Is it right away when he does hefker, becomes hefker? Or only when it goes into the rishus of the one who is zoicha, the one who acquires it? So according to Rameir, hefker happens right away. So if hefker happens right away, what do I care that the zoicha is taking small quantities? The one who's mafker that's doing the hefker is doing large quantities. Says the Gemara, Shani, I'll answer like this. Sha'zoiche zoiche bedako, veina mafkir mafkir begaso. This whole notion that we had originally is a mistake. person who's mafkir is not mafkir large quantities, as we understood till now. He is mafkir small quantities. And the one who's zoich is also zoich at small quantities. So the zoich is zoich at small quantities. The mafkir is not mafkir large quantities, meaning from beginning to end is only small quantities, and therefore is obligated to do maaser according to everybody. So the even according to Rabbi Yosi, the word that he's the leis adoplik. It's not arguing Rabbi Yosi. What Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi omayin hefker yoytze mitachas de abaylim elo beschiyo. Hefker does not leave the possession of the owner until another person is zoiche, and in the meantime, and hefker hefker, right? Now it's not hefker yet. So at this stage of the Gemara, says maybe according to Rabbi Yosi, we'll have a question, because even if someone throws it away, is mafker in small quantities. But maybe the person who's taking it is taking it in large quantities. He's finding a lot and he's taking it. So we should go based on the one who finds it, based on the zoyche, not based on the mafkir. I mean, the Gemara is going back and forth in the svaras. What's exactly the case of our sugi, of our mishnah? Says the Gemara that Chozayin Amud Aleph, Shani'i will answer, according to Rabbi Yosi, again using here the gears of Rabbi Chaim, Sha'zoyche zoyche bedako, veina mafkir mafkir begaso. Meaning the one who zoich is also zoich in small quantities, as we understood the entire sugya. And according to Reb Chaim, the idea is, I don't really care about the mafkir. The one who's mafkir, nothing happens when he does it. It only becomes a hefkir when someone is zoich. When usually the zoich is zoich bedako. So therefore, mainly the mafkir is not mafkir begasa, because we're not going based on the mafkir, we're going based on the zoich. So it comes out, what's the conclusion of the Gemara? That we can explain our Mishnah according to everybody. And we just have to come with the following idea. When a person is mafkir small quantities, so that works according to our mayor. And a person is zoiche small quantities, that works according to our BAC. And therefore, whenever this happens, a person is to do maaser, needs to fix the d'may, because in small quantities, a person has the obligation to do it if he sells it or does with it hefker. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi d'may daf chavov.